The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
So 448 for DPJ in the 40, but the Henry Ruggs video, I just got to take a minute because, you know, we were... you know, obviously we were, you know, this is one of the matchups, one of the players that we saw in the bowl game. Ira, 4-2-8. Four.
Best?
2-8.
Yeah, that's a blazing speed right there.
Are you kidding me? Like, come on, man. That is ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, talk about a dude who, and he plays that fast too, obviously. He certainly plays that fast. It was just, you know, that's different level. That's different level. That's top 10 stuff for sure. And so it became, look, even with his, you know, the film don't lie, you knew he was going to run fast. I just that fast. That fast. Different level stuff. But like I said, you know, DPJ, you knew combine wise he would test himself out of day three stuff. I think that will be, when all is said and done, and that will be the case. The day three talk, that was, you know, some of the chatter that had been going around. At any rate, let's get to some recruiting. You know what the recruiting roundup is all about. It's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and our basketball recruiting. Take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only at 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@WTKA.com. The recruiting roundup is brought to you by our friend, your friend if and when you need him, Joe Simon. From the law offices of Joseph A. Simon, you find yourself in need of criminal defense. There is no better attorney around than our pal, Joe. You can find the law offices of Joseph A. Simon right across the street from the big house. You can find them online at themichigandefenders.com. Again, themichigandefenders.com. So, going to have a little bit of a West Coast focus today on the recruiting roundup, talking about some, you know, some football targets. You know, since we were talking receivers this morning, receivers at the combine, 448 DPJ, 428 Henry Ruggs. Going to focus on a couple of West Coast receivers that the Wolverines have offered. They're in line to receive visits from. I'm going to start off first with a four-star wideout out of Gardena Sarah High School. He stands 6'3", weighs 175 pounds, a kid by the name of Devin Kirkwood, Notre Dame, high on the list, SC, high on the list. Michigan is a school that he talked about having, you know, a strong interest in getting out to. And he says Michigan is one of the schools most aggressively pursuing him right now. He said, yeah, they hit me up every day. And a connection for the Maize and Blue to take advantage of. He said his trainer actually played baseball at Michigan. So he says, quote, yeah, he said, my trainer played baseball at Michigan.
Give his name.
So Cummins. I'm working on it, Mr. Weintraub. He said, so when I visit, he's going to come out with me. He loves Michigan's always talking them up. Have a great school, great tradition. So I'm excited to see them up close. So working on that. But the Wolverines, again, nice angle that they can plug there. And there's another angle they're going to be able to work with, a 2022 prospect that I'll get to coming up. But I want to stick with receivers for now. Another receiver that the Wolverines, West Coast receiver the Wolverines are slated to get a visit from, is a kid named Makai Cope out of Culver City, California. Again, this is another kid, on the West Coast is regarded as one of the top guys, you know, Arizona State, USC, you know, our schools that have already, Pac-12 schools that have already come forward with offers. Michigan has offered as well. Kid stands, another longer kid, 6'2", 190 pounds, ranked a three-star wideout right now by our guys on 24/7 Sports. But made it clear that Michigan is a school that he really is looking forward to getting out to and finding out more about. He said, quote, "That was a huge offer for me." And the lure, the pull, the plug, if you will, for him as far as the maize and blue is concerned. He said, quote, "I love Coach Harbaugh."
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I like his attitude and personality, and really wants to get out and see a point man. His recruitment is Sherrone Moore, who's made a real impression on him at this early stage of his recruitment relative to when he's going to make a decision. He said he's going to be going late in the process, so he is. He's going to be signing in December, going to be deciding around that time. So a lot of time to get him on campus before then. And he anticipates getting out here to Ann Arbor to find out more about what's on the table here at the Maize and here in Ann Arbor for the Maize and Blue. So moving on to the 2022 class, to stick with connections for a second. You know, this kid is regarded as the top-ranked prospect in California in the class of 2022. So we all know that talent-producing states here, you know, you got Texas, you got Florida, you got California. Those are, you know, and I guess you could maybe put Georgia up there with them. But definitely California, Florida, Texas. Those are like a cut above. If you're number one in one of those states, you are big time. Santa Ana Mater Dei, 2022 cornerback, a kid named Amani Jackson. Remember the name. Already with 30 plus offers. Regarded as the number 10 prospect in the country. Again, this is very early for the 2022 rankings, but still number 10 overall, number one prospect in California, number two corner in the country, according to our guys on 24/7 Sports. 6'1", 185. Of his 30 plus offers, Michigan is definitely one. He has already been invited to the Under Armour Future 50, as you would expect. All those close to home schools are all over, for sure. But you know what's his dream school, Ira? Kid, I mean, he's a California kid. So you probably would guess USC is his dream school, right? If it's not USC, you might think UCLA was his dream school, right?
No, I wouldn't think that, actually.
You would? Oh, maybe that'd be, okay.
Maybe Stanford before, I would think,
okay,
UCLA.
Okay, Stanford. Maybe Stanford's his dream school. Or Washington.
Sure, Oregon.
Washington could be his, or Oregon, that could be his dream school. Notre Dame plays SC a lot. Notre Dame could be his dream school, right? All these.
I'm assuming this is not the case the way you're saying
none of
this.
Those are the case, Ira. The young man's dream school is the University of Michigan, the number one prospect in the 2022 class in the state of California. A cornerback that is regarded as the number two corner in the country. Says, Michigan, actually my dream school. I love Michigan, Damani Jackson said. And Ira gets better. Santa Ana Mater Dei. So Michigan has a guy in the class that used to play at Santa Ana Mater Dei. You know the guy, Darian Green-Warren? You heard of Darian Green-Warren. Kid that's part of the incoming freshman class, was going to be an early enrollee, but wasn't able to, you know, things didn't work out, wasn't able to early enroll. He'll be here in the fall. You know, before Darian transferred to, over to Narbonne over in Harbor City, he played at Santa Ana Mater Dei. And he is his former teammate at Mater Dei. Damani Jackson's former teammate there. a former 7-on-7 teammate also. And so he says, quote, Darian is already trying to recruit me. He said, not too hard because he knows how stressful it is, but he's definitely trying to recruit me for the University of Michigan. So, Ira, if you have followed the bouncing ball, then you know he is the number one prospect in California in 2022. You know Michigan is his dream school. And you know that he has a connection to Michigan in that a former high school and 7-on-7 teammate is going to be on campus and is already putting in a good word for the Mesa Blue. A name to remember, a guy at the Wolverine should figure prominently with as recruiting unfolds. So, again, remember the name, Damani Jackson. Now we'll do it for the recruiting roundup. If you missed this or any other recruiting roundup, you can always go to WTK.com, pull it down on the podcast. It is always uploaded before the end of the show. When we come back on the other side, Ira, we're going to be talking about accolades, man. Accolades, Ira.
Big numbers, Sam.
It's, you know, accolades that are, because they happen so often, it does not mean that you take them for granted, Mr. Weintraub. We're going to talk Michigan women's gymnastics on the other side here. Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.